This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, how are yous?
We mentioned it off air earlier, but there's a bit of sadness around at the moment.
It's bleak. It's
Isn't
very
there?
Bleak.
I think we're all, every single one of us, suffer from sad.
Yes, seasonal affect disorder or something.
Yeah. I saw that stat the other day that we hadn't had any contact with the sun in 2 weeks straight or something.
It's not natural. Yeah, I saw something that like it's the wettest January since like 1940 odd or something.
It really gets into people's heads after a while. You can see that it's starting to really affect people. Like yesterday, for example, I was telling you, mentioned the show, one of the girls arrived at the house early in the morning. It was a great surprise. And we went off for a lovely walk. And when the sun came out, I felt like we were coming out of a cave. It was like but your eyes are like adapting to the sun. And it was like, genuinely was like, oh my God, what? Like,
no, literally.
Weird. And it was such a delight. But I just want to say, if you're having a bit of a shit time, it is going to be all right. And that sounds very preachy and stuff, but I just feel like even chatting with friends and stuff, everyone's on a bit of a low buzz.
Yeah, just treat yourself. Do something nice. I started rewatching Schitt's Creek for a little treat. Now, granted, I did that because Catherine O'Hara died. So it's like sadness upon sadness, but it's such a great, funny rewatch.
And it's such a fun place to hang out in Schitt's Creek.
It really is.
There's no sadness. There's no drama. There's no anxiety. It's just a safe place of laughter. That's what I love about that show. There's no negative. There's literally no negative.
And like, it's a sitcom and the parents of the main family love each other, which is so rare. Like, usually they hate each other. These two are... I watched the episode yesterday where David walked in on them riding.
Yeah.
You know, and bring that back. Parents should be riding, okay? And that's my message for today.
Yeah. And again, I love the way in the negative weather, Mark McCabe of Maniac 2000 fame, who I met in here a couple of weeks ago, or last week sometime when the weather was shite, so abysmal, everyone was drowned, rats coming into work at 9 o'clock. And he was like, the good thing is when the rain stops, we're really going to realise it's spring.
That's so true. We need, it's a POPT situation. Power of positive thinking. Let's do it.
Let's go. Emma, David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome in. New week. New fresh start. And I've decided it's going to be a good week.
Okay.
Because the oranges that got delivered to the office look really good.
Oh, very good.
And I just feel like that is a foreshadowing for what's going to come. They're like... they're like dense and they feel juicy and they feel like you can peel the skin off in one go. So I'm going to demonstrate that now.
Please
while we talk
do.
About oranges more.
Here's the thing about oranges.
Yeah.
I spent about 30 years thinking that if they seemed really loose in their skin, they were crap.
No, I think that makes them good.
Incorrect. That is something to tell you now going into your new week. That is incorrect. If you ever felt that a baggy orange was bad, it's probably the best one you're going to get.
I could not agree more. Mm-hmm. When the skin is too tight and it's all attached to the white stuff, that's crap.
Metaphor,
there's no eating in
do
that.
Do you know what? Metaphor for life.
Metaphor for life. Baggy skin, good time. Tight skin, hey, might not be the best.
Might not be juicy.
There you go, off all in
she
one.
She did a peel in one. Wow.
Smells that was, so good.
Go on, give it a go now.
Let's try.
Delish.
It's perfect. It's a perfect orange.
Really? Is it
juicy? It's sweet. It's not making me go. It's not causing me pain.
And was it baggy?
It was a little baggy.
Okay, grand. A little baggy's good. Extra baggy, very good.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
It's gone 7:10 this Monday morning, and we just gave away $200,000 on the cash machine on Friday to a guy called Malcolm from Wicklow.
Greystones, wasn't it?
I think he was.
Did
Greystones.
He really need it?
With a name called Malcolm? He seemed like a very lovely man. Anyway, you would think the cash machine would take a little breather after that. No. Another $200,000 to go this Friday. Ooh, details very shortly. For now that we start a brand new week, we've no Dave this week. Let's just ease ourselves in, I feel. That
Let's not look back.
We will look back, won't we?
Right.
Yeah, we will. Because Monday is a day for reflection.
I don't
Before
think
you
so.
Start the new week, you look at last week's mistakes.
No, right.
So
you don't
repeat those mistakes.
Right, okay.
And what a week it was last week, by the way. Spins 10 plus 1 returned, where you can win big prizes when you hear us play 11 hits in a row. The Winter Olympics started.
Totally.
Anyone watching the curling? I love the curling.
I watched a little bit.
It's
something.
So much fun.
I don't know what the sport was.
And it was Super Bowl Sunday yesterday, but it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Boo!
None for me, as usual.
Actually, surprisingly, none for you.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Guys.
It's a mainly Dave special. So
that's good. Let him have it while he's gone.
And we start off with something from last Wednesday. Emma, you weren't here on Wednesday, and you're probably glad that you weren't, because Dave decided to bring us clips of a man who sings songs in the style of a groan tube. And if you don't know what a groan tube is, Dave demonstrated many times.
I'm a girl.
It would go like this.
What's a groan tube? I still don't know what it is.
It's one of those, like, you get it as a plastic yellow thing, and there's a little voice box in it, and he goes,
Do you know what it was, Em?
No, but now I'm with you when I see the thing.
Yeah,
that's not helpful for you listening, but like, you know, the...
No, that's like a whistle.
It's
not a whistle. It's just a tube that moves up and down.
The sound exists inside already. You don't have to do anything to it. You just turn it upside down and back up and it goes, well...
Guys, I'm not going to lie, this is a bit too much for me at 7:10.
No, stop. I'd never heard of it either, but thanks, Dave, for that beautiful demonstration.
It was transfer deadline day on Tuesday, and Emma decided to set women back 30 years by doing the very girly transfer deadline day explainer.
Man City went straight to Apple Pay through questionable TikTok shop links. There's a whiff of situationship inflation off this one, girlies. Only committing to him for 4.5 years. It's giving beige flags, babe. This lad only scored one Premier League goal this season. The girl maths be girl matting, but I ain't judging. Sometimes you really hate yourself, don't you, when you listen back to something?
I love that one.
Think it was great. And I learned a lot about transfer windows.
But Emma will be off the ball in the next week. Dave had a case of almighty head loss on the girly quiz on Thursday when we wouldn't accept an answer he provided.
Oh God.
Why are you on their side all of a sudden? You just want me to lose. No. Fine. Whatever.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
Well,
it takes all the fun out of it when you're just going, no, it's not this. It has to be this.
Oh my God, guys, that was one of my favourites ever, and the feedback from his dad was top tier. Dave, calm down.
Yeah,
actually made me laugh when we finished the girly quiz, and in studio Dave said to me, did I go too far?
Yes.
Yeah. And it went from bad to worse for poor Dave, as on Friday he was asking you, can he kick his sister out of the spare room on holiday so he has a room to himself? And he got an awful lot of slagging from listener Ian.
The best excuse is probably honesty. Hi sis, I'm a pathetic little man who will throw a tantrum unless you give me the room. See how that works for you.
I feel bad that we're doing this without him here to defend himself.
No, I think he'd agree with everything. I love like that voice note. He was like, don't play any that make me sound really bad. And Callum was like, what about one?
What about pathetic little man?
He was like, okay, we'll do pathetic little man for a treat.
I think I can handle pathetic little man. Fair play to him.
I've been producer Callum, and they were the worst bits of last week.
Hey. I liked those.
And you know what's sad?
Great.
Next week it's guaranteed to be me and you, because we've no Dave this week.
Oh God.
Here is Jisoo teaming up with Zayn on Eyes Closed. You're listening to Spin. It's Amber and Back to Friends. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning. Just 7:20 now. And Friday night was one of the best night outs I have had in such a long time. It was the Hot Press gig that we've been telling you about. We were talking about it last week. Basically, Irish Music Magazine, they celebrated 50 years. And as a result, some absolute icons came together on stage to celebrate their big birthday. But was interesting, and from a nerdy point of view, I think Callum and I were very curious as to how on earth they were going to manage to pull off putting on a show which consisted of so many acts in one night, considering the arena and every other venue across the country and the world have curfews, right?
Yeah, there was about 9 to 5 acts.
There was.
And then they threw on some comedians for good measure.
They did. So on the lineup, just to belt through them, just give you an idea of how many acts we're talking here. Gavin James, Irish Women in Harmony, Belters Only, Denise Chyla, Florence Road, Picture This, Clannad, Damien Dempsey, The Frames, The Boomtown Rats, Noel and Mike Hogan of The Cranberries featuring Dermot Kennedy, Van Morrison, Amel DeMay, President Michael D. Higgins, if you don't mind.
Of course. Naturally, he would be who I'd suggest next.
Of course. And 6 comedians, if you don't mind. Tommy Tiernan, Emma Doran, Emmett Kerwin, Tony Cantwell, Rachel Galvo and Laura Murphy. We were like, how on earth are they going to pull this thing off? I will say a couple of things first. One of the best nights out I've had in so long. I would go again this Friday and the following Friday. I'd go every Friday night if I could for the same thing. I loved how chilled it was, in the sense that, as you mentioned earlier, Callum, off air, we were chatting this morning, because there was no like support act, everyone rushes to the bar. Main act, everyone shut up and listen for 2 hours or whatever. It was kind of, it had like a festival-y atmosphere. People weren't annoyed if you were up and down from your seat a lot, which suits me as someone who likes a wander.
Yeah.
The bar was never busy. There was always...
And there was no shushing.
No. I mean, everyone kind of had a bit of cop on. I mean, when Dermot Kennedy was going to belt into the Cranberries linger and do Dolores' vocal, you know, have a bit of cop on, was present.
Otherwise, Emma will bait you.
I could imagine Emma going around to every single seat would be like, would you show that Dermot's on?
Yeah.
That was the first time I've ever seen Dermot live.
Oh, really?
I know, and I've lived here over 8 years.
How have you escaped that?
I've seen Gavin James about 14,000 times.
Of course. My choice.
But what do you think of a live Dermot vocal? Oh,
unbelievable. And he really gets into the Dolores vocal. Like, he's a great replacement. Obviously, no one can ever replace her.
Big boots to fill. Like, yeah. I'm sure it's
what
a lot
of
pressure.
What I will say, Callum, is that's your first time seeing Dermo. If you see him again, which I hope you do, you'll realise he gets into everything very well.
Yeah.
He gets into every lyric.
Well,
like,
he did his
haunting.
Own song, oh, right, Funeral, yeah, as well. We all know Emma is like number one of the Dermot Kennedy fan club. She goes through peaks and troughs, does Emma, where it's like, you've got the Dermot tattoo as well, haven't you?
I saw him in the Olympia a few months ago. He did that acoustic night, and it's hauntingly good. Yeah. Like, he's just so incredible. Van Morrison, an 80-year-old man. I only know him from when I used to be in the car with my parents, and they must have had his album or something. And I remember I was too young, but knew that making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you was a bit weird, and I didn't really know what it really meant.
That's how they did it back in the 70s.
I know, and I just remember being in the back of the car as probably 10 or 11 going, I'm not going to sing that bit, I feel a bit weird about it. But then I didn't even get a chance to relive it as an understanding adult, because the old fecker decided, nah, do you know what, I'm not going to give them tonight, Brown Eyed Girl.
Yeah.
What an edgelord. Edgelord Morrison, I call him.
Is there
always
any need
have.
Now, I have to be honest with you, I miss the Boom Town Rats, which I did feel quite guilty about. But Dermot Kennedy finished, and I said, lads, if we want to get a taxi, I'd say now is the time.
Right.
We walked out of the arena into a taxi. I was home in 20 minutes. It was absolutely stunning.
Oh, that's the best part of the night.
A little bit later, I've actually written down all of the stage times that everyone, I was with my girlfriend at the time, and she was like, what the hell are you doing when everyone was coming out? I was like, right, this person is on at this time.
Oh my God.
I have the full stage times, so we'll do a bit of higher or lower.
Yay,
who was on for a bit
stunning.
Later. But, like, I got there at about 7:10. And Michael D was just finishing up. Obviously, he had to go to bed early.
Of course.
He's an older man.
Oh my God, he's gone right now. For God's sake.
The Boomtown Rats did not finish until 7:45.
And that's allowed. It's true.
Apparently so.
You've got to make exceptions for them. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Breaking.
Sorry. It was unbelievable.
Don't be ratting on the Boomtown Rats.
Yeah.
But I have to say, finally, so cool to see Damien Dempsey in that venue, because when I've seen him, it's been like an outdoor gig or Vicar Street where he's standing. It's so nice to be sitting up high and just see him do his thing properly. And finally, I think my new personality is going to be that I love the Frames.
Oh, I love that.
So I have a bit of catching up to do in the back catalogue before I become a proper nerd.
Okay.
But just prepare yourself.
Love me a bit of Glenn Hansen now.
Oh my
God. That's what's
God.
So good about a gig like that. The only place you need to see Damo now is your living room. You've seen him everywhere.
Oh my God, if he'd ever come over to the living room.
Damo, if you're listening,
no, you
please.
Stopped me in my tracks with the idea of it. It would just be so beautiful. Here's Olivia Dean. This is Baby Steps here at Spin.
It's funny in the review.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
They played at the Big Hot Press gig on Friday night as well, and they were absolutely brilliant. They brought out Reggie, who was on that new track with Fred again. So good. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin, and after 8 o'clock, your chance to play the Tricky 10 and your chance to get your hands on €1,000 should you get all 10 correct. If you want to get on this morning, the word Tricky in a WhatsApp will do. That's all we need from you. 087-711-1038.
Yeah, we were just talking about the Hot Press 50th anniversary gig at the 3 Arena on Friday night. Honestly, Emma said it already this morning. It was just a wild night of music. I left feeling quite emotional.
Yeah,
that's what you want.
Because, like, I've been here 8 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of the artists and acts that were on were kind of like real core Irish acts, not ones that we would often play on our shows.
Yeah, for example, like, I didn't realise until the Frames performed how many songs I knew that were actually the Frames. I felt very ignorant, actually, about, you think kind of you're all over the Irish music scene and, like, yeah, it's in an amazing place now. But I'm quite ignorant about, you know, you think of the 80s and 90s, you think U2. There was way more going on. There was, and that's where Hot Press came in and like backed these artists so hard when they needed it, and when Imelda May even said when they were being sniffed at from other countries. It was like you said, it was emotional. It was amazing. It was,
and I'd say anyone who went, would there would have been a few blind spots on that lineup. Like, oh, you'd love like 8 out of 10 acts, and then you have two that are new to you. I'd say for everyone in the audience.
Yeah.
I never got to see the Cranberries live when Dolores
was
around.
Nor did I.
But Dermot, again, like we said earlier, Dermot covering her vocals was absolutely unbelievable. Yeah. And here's a moment from the show on Friday.
I've got goosebumps again.
Some set of
and
points.
You know when they did Zombie, I was screaming at the top of my lungs as well.
And Claire, right? did you fall in love with Dermot a little bit?
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit more. Like, I've always liked his songs, but then he comes out and he just belts them out like what we said. But one of the main reason why I really wanted to go wasn't because of the music. Now, I love the music on the night and I was really into it, but I was so invested in, like, how long are they all going to get on stage? Because there were so many artists.
You wanted to go because you're a hater.
No, hater.
I think you wanted to go because you're a nerd.
I love admin and organisation. Yes. So what I did throughout the night was I wrote down when every artist came on stage and when they came off stage.
Okay.
And I put them in kind of numerical order. So this morning, I want to see if you can guess higher or lower.
Of who
if
got they, the most stage time.
Yeah, if they had more stage time or not.
And you wonder, that doesn't necessarily mean that they were granted that much stage time, but maybe they just didn't get off the stage on time, you know
Absolutely.
What I mean? But that's great. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so we start with the guys that just played a minute ago, Belters Only. They were on stage. They came on stage at 8:53 precise. And they were on stage for 7 minutes.
Okay,
so they finished at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So can you tell me, did Picture This get more or less time than Belters Only?
I think Picture This were on for a little bit longer. I think they got through 3 or 4 songs. I think Belters were a bit quicker. So I'm gonna guess the Picture This were on longer than Belters.
Do you think?
Yeah, I'd say maybe Picture This's songs are longer as well. Yeah.
Picture This got 15 minutes.
Whoa!
Yeah, so basically double the time of Belters Only. Florence Rhodes. The girl group from Bray, very good. Did they get more or less time than 15 minutes on Picture This?
They did 3 songs, so I'm going to say less.
Yeah, I'd say less just because they're a bit newer.
They got 13 minutes.
Okay, we're
okay,
right,
so not
very
much
close.
Less.
So I'd say they were probably allocated 15 minutes as well, but they were just in and out.
Great.
What about Van Morrison? Did he get more or less time than Florence?
Now, I arrived mid-van, so I can't... I could hear him. Like, I was at the bar. I think he was on for a while, Callum. It feels like it was quite slow and relaxed. I'm going to say longer.
I would say surely longer. Yeah.
Van Morrison got a whopping 18 minutes.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
80 years old and his voice is still in great nick.
Going along... going like the clappers. Gavin James before Van Morrison. How long do you think did Gavin James get more or less time than Van Morrison?
I mean, if you had your way, he'd be up there an hour. But I think surely...
I think less, and I wasn't there for it, but he did a bit with Irish Women in Harmony, didn't he?
Yeah.
It was
lovely.
All kind of... Yeah, it was quick.
Gavin James only got 5 minutes on his own. And then
he joined Irish Women in Harmony.
Okay, right.
And finally, the Boomtown Rats.
They closed the show. You said they didn't come off until 12:45.
Quarter past midnight.
That's wild.
That's crazy
they must
for Three Arena.
An exception.
Yeah. Longer. They were closing the show, surely.
It was full on EDM at one point with the Boomtown Rats. So it was like a massive rave. 21 minutes
for
Mr. Bob Geldof.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That was quite a way to finish. So just to confirm, because I legged it after the Cranberries with Dermot to get home. Was it just the Boomtown Rats after?
Yeah.
I missed a party then.
It was unbelievable.
I'd say the place was on their feet.
It was
feet.
Hopping. There was rats on the screen and everything.
As there should be. Booming. It's always the risk you take with a gig. You're like, do I leave before the last song and get home at a reasonable hour, or do I experience something special? Do you know what I mean?
I know, I'm such a loser.
No, but
getting home
valuable.
In 20 minutes was very special to me.
Yeah, though. It is.
It was unbelievable. Fair play to all involved. Here's Harry Styles now. It's Spins.
It Spins, fully charged. Recharge.
With Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. And after 8 o'clock, your chance to play the Tricky 10 and your chance to get your hands on €1,000. Should you get all 10 correct, if you want to get on this morning, the word tricky in a WhatsApp will do. That's all we need from you. 087-711-1038.
Yeah, we were just talking about the Hot Press 50th anniversary gig at the Three Arena on Friday night. Honestly, Emma said it already this morning. It was just a wild night of music. I left feeling quite emotional.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Because, like, I've been here 8 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of the artists and acts that were on were kind of like real core Irish acts, ones that we would often play on our shows.
Yeah, for example, like, I didn't realise until the Frames performed how many songs. 10 plus 1 kicking off with Michaela Hayes from 10 o'clock this morning. Your chance to win some epic prizes. But right now, though, you are on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just Emma and Fiona this morning.
Just the girls, so I feel like it's appropriate to talk about what I'm about to talk about.
Go for it.
So over the weekend, I went for a little night away with my mom and my sister. My sister, for context, is pregnant as well. And for context, I'm pregnant, in case you didn't know that by any chance. I'm actually leaving soon because I'm ready to pop. My mom wanted to plan like a little special night away for us. So we went to a hotel and Gorge. And I'll be talking about it a bit later. But I was trying to get
so
prepped.
Funny that your sister's also pregnant.
Oh, stop. Like, the two of us are ready to pop. And I was like, okay, I need to get ready for this. And I, like, knew we were going to the pool and stuff. And I was like, I think I need to get a wax.
Oh.
Just because I can't see what is happening.
Really?
I haven't seen it in a while. Which is what I said to the lady who did the job.
God, it's so brave. I got a wax there once. Those who know and remember the story from the show, if you were there, you were there that day. God help us all. I can't imagine putting myself through that ever again. Never mind when 8 months pregnant, Fiona.
Well, it's kind of, like, I mean, I'm getting ready for something a lot more painful than that. So I was like, you know what? Microdose a little pain. Mm. See how you can handle it.
But when you say I can't see,
I have no idea what's going on.
Right.
Like, and she was like, she was like, when's the last time you saw it? And it's kind of like, do you know when you go to the dentist and they're like, when's the last time you flossed? It's like, you were there. You, like, I don't know.
When's the last time you saw yourself?
No, then? Like, genuinely. So I was like, look, you do what you can and we'll all leave here and just, you know, we'll hope for the best. So that was grand. And then I was like, I had to go home and I was like going to put some fake tan on, and the baby's dad, Dwayne, I'm just going to try that out for how to refer to him now. He always puts tan on my back, and right. He was like, do you want me to do it anywhere else? Because like, you can't move. Like, he had to tan my shins and like the back of my legs.
Did he tan
my ankles?
It was like, do you know what, just put a towel out in the kitchen floor there, you lie down and roll around.
Oh my god, that'd be good. Like, just hose me. Honestly, that's
what
I need.
Did he do your bump?
I can do the bump myself. Like, that's somewhere I can actually. Oh god, yeah.
It's kind of fun tanning the bump.
It is. Yeah, it's very. I think it's great for the baby. I don't know how the baby feels about like the smell of fake tan, like the intense smell of like curry biscuits. But yeah, it was tough. I'm hoping that's my last kind of like venture out that I have to be remotely glam for before the baby comes, because it's tough work.
Fiona,
I felt like I ran a marathon.
The baby could be coming in 10 minutes at this stage.
I know. I was like, the wax could bring it on. Because like, it's quite physical. There's like a lot happening in here. Could get a fright.
The vulnerability of going into your wax lady going, I haven't seen down there in a long time. Just do what you can. And then going home saying, will you do me cankles, babe? I can't get down there anymore.
She was like, will you be coming back in for one more wax like before you go? And I was like, I guess, if you think I need to.
She's like, get yourself back in here, pronto. Here's Benson Boone and Mr. Electric Blue on Spin. It was a straight Spin. 1038.
Dublin. On it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. I like where this is going. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station. On it. Let's go.
It's just after 8 Monday morning. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello. Hello, hello. Tricky 10 on the way in a few minutes' time. Fiona, I got the best wake-up call of all wake-up calls yesterday morning.
Go on. Yeah.
So basically, when I moved to Dublin first back in 2019, I lived with Emer, who I talk about a lot in the show, but yes. I also lived with Megan, and the three of us were, you know, didn't know each other. Well, I didn't know them when I moved in, obviously, and we became really tight and really close, and it was just the best. We did COVID together and everything, living together. But yesterday morning, Megan lives in Limerick, and she moved home a few years ago, broke all our hearts, and we see her as often as we can, but, you know, life and everything, it's every few months. So really, like when you actually break it down, you're like, it could be like 4 times a year. That's so scary and sad. Do you know, you don't imagine you'd ever be at that point, but that's just life. She had to drop her fella at the airport yesterday morning. I got a text being like, hey, are you up? And I was like half asleep in bed. It was about 9:10. I was like, I'm kind of coming around. What's up? She's like, I'm at the front door.
What?
I was like, what?
No
what way. So I said, I'd chance my arm and pop into you. Emer arrived, we all had breakfast, we spent from like 9:30 together till about 3:30 yesterday afternoon.
Oh my god, stop. I saw on your story you were with him and I was like, that's so cute. Sorry, bring back that. I mean, if for some people, just showing up unexpectedly.
When it's someone like her, it's fine.
Yeah, you know? I can't say it across the board now. Sometimes you get a knock on the door and you're like, oh god.
No, but that was just joy.
No,
I was like,
that's
morning!
So beautiful. Oh my god,
Made my day, it did. Really, really made my day. Such joy. As we say, the Tricky 10 on the way in a second. Your chance to win €1,000. Bruno Mars and I Just Might on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. 5 or 6 minutes from now, I'll tell you why I don't want my parents to come home from their trip of a lifetime. Stay exactly where you are, folks. Tricky. As in them, but also you. Also you listening, you know?
Oh, it works for us. Stay there, folks. Stay there, folks, and listen for why I want my folks to stay there.
I'd never call you folks.
I love it. Yeah.
Listen, welcome on into the Tricky 10, your opportunity to get yourself top of the leaderboard, win one of our very last Fuzzy Charge Snooties, and if you manage to get all 10 correct this morning, €1,000 cold hard cash, yours just like that. It's Elliot on to give this a go. How was the weekend? Any crack?
No crack at all. Just doing stuff in the house, you know yourself. How
about
you?
What kind of stuff? Over the weekend, I was out a bit actually. Was at the Hot Press gig and locally on Saturday. So
it's an absolute sessioner.
Yeah. What about yourself, Fiona?
I was away. I had a little night away with my mum and my sister.
Yes.
And I was doing stuff in my house as well. Are you handy around the gaff, Elliot? Were you like putting in light bulbs and stuff like that?
No, I wouldn't go that far. Hanging TVs on the wall is about.
Well,
hanging
things on the wall is good.
TVs even, yeah.
What? Hanging TVs?
Precious cargo.
Oh my god.
Very good. All right, listen, let's try and get you $1,000 this morning. What would that money mean to you?
I mean a lot. Get a lot of stuff done in the house.
I know.
Well, it's all about getting stuff in the house for
Did you just move in somewhere recently or are you just kind of doing things up?
In the last 3 or 4 months we moved in.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Congrats.
So all right, here we go, Elliot. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock and Fiona's going to ask your 10 questions. Each answer will be a number between 1 and 10 and that won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer today, Elliot, and if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you do top the leaderboard on Friday, if you don't get a 10, for example, you will win a brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get cosy this winter. If you do that and get all 10 questions correct, you'll win $1,000 on top of that as well, and you'll win that this morning. It's a new week. Regardless of what happens, you're going to top the leaderboard for today at least. Fiona's on your questions. She'll count you in and we wish you the very best of luck.
All right, okay. Elliot, are you ready to go?
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay, good luck. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What is 3/4 of a dozen?
3.
Rohini is in which Dublin postal district?
5.
In time zones, how many hours ahead is Shanghai in China?
9 hours.
On a standard Monopoly board, how many chance squares are there?
6.
The word public has how many letters?
6.
Simon Cowell's latest boy band that he formed on Netflix is called December What?
1st.
In football, how many yellow cards does one player need to get a red card in a single match?
2.
How many solo studio albums has Ariana Grande released?
5.
How many nights did Harry Styles play at Slane Castle in 2023?
4.
Manchester United are currently on a winning streak of how many Premier League games in a row?
4 games.
Okay, very good.
How'd you think you get on there, Elliot?
Not very well.
Well, I don't know. Well, let's have a look now. There were some hard ones, but I think everyone always got on better than they think they did. So we'll count it up.
0, 1, 2, 3.
Hey!
Not too bad at all.
morning, Elliot. Nothing to be sniffed at. The first question was just a hard one, I think, to get your head around. What is 3/4 of a dozen? The answer there was 9 rather than 3 that you gave us. In time zones, Shanghai is actually 8 hours ahead. You were very close by saying 9 on a standard Monopoly board. There are 3 chance squares, not 6. Simon Cowell's latest boy band, they're called December 10. You said December 1st. How many solo studio albums has Ariana Grande released? She's released 7 rather than the 5 you gave. And Harry Styles, he played for one night in Slane in 2023. You gave 4. It was after the clock, but obviously you were spot on then by saying that Man United have won 4 in a row. Has your man been able to cut his hair yet?
No, he's got to get 5 in a row.
Oh, okay, so he's getting close.
Very close. Mm.
Very good.
Elliot, it wasn't to be today, but hey, you never know. You could still top the leaderboard on Friday. You have a lovely day, and congratulations again on getting yourself into the new house.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks a million, Elliot. See you later.
Cheers, talk to you later. When is Man United playing next, and who are they playing? Will they get their 5 in a row, I wonder?
I actually think it's very soon.
Yeah, you'd imagine, yeah, probably during the week sometime.
And does it have to be 5 in a row they win, or can it just be 5?
Yeah. His hair is so long. But the Man United game was on in my house over the weekend, and the commentators are getting such mileage out of this guy with his long hair.
They're
like,
delighted.
Oh, maybe now he'll be booking in a late night at the barbers. He's a Man United fan, just in case you don't know, and he made this claim about a year ago now. Is it even longer?
It's 400 and something days that he's not cut his hair.
Whoa.
For.
It's long. It's lovely. It's beautiful. I hope he never cuts it.
I hope he keeps it clean. I hope, like... Did he wash it?
I'm sure he does.
It looks luscious.
Does it look luscious?
Yes,
it does. Oh, then why cut?
So it's 5 league games in a row that they have to win. They've won 4 in a row. Tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
No
way. 8:15. West Ham v Man United. West Ham, and they're in the relegation zones. Man U is 4th.
Yeah, they're doing well at the moment.
I would love for him to do 5 in a row, and then the next time that they play at Old Trafford, they wheel him out and shave his head in, like, on the pitch.
They need to make a big fuss of him, yeah.
I'd love if he just got a trim and some long layers. Yeah. And it was like when I come in and
highlights.
No one notice my haircut.
If you want to play the tricky 10 tomorrow, we'd love to have you. You're more than welcome. It's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Come on and win a grand for yourself. You deserve it. Right now, this is new music, the latest release from Tate McRae. It's called Nobody's Girl. You're listening to Spin.
Spin's Fully Charged.
Recharged.
I'm telling you, a couple of weeks ago that my mum and dad, they're away. Mum? Who am I? They're away on holidays at the moment. They are in on a kind of like a trip of a lifetime. They went to Singapore, off down to New Zealand, and now they're in Australia. Reason for this big trip is, like most other Irish parents, they're dealing with having one child living on the other side of the world for well over a year now. They haven't seen my brother. My mom is due to finish up work in the next year or so, but she's kind of self-employed at the moment, so could take the time. My dad is retired. It was like, let's just do this thing. So off they went. My dad had never been outside Europe before. My mom and I had gone to Thailand last year, but they're very typically coming across to me as the very stereotypical Irish parent abroad, right? And I don't mean to throw shade here at all, and I love them to bits, and they're having a ball, and they're killing it over there. But there was a few stories I heard back from my brother that just made me put my head in my hands, going, oh my God. So basically, they went to New Zealand first. The plan was that after being in New Zealand, they would then arrive in Sydney and meet up with my brother. What they didn't know was that as they were landing in Sydney Airport for that transfer to go straight to New Zealand, i.e. not be in Sydney yet, my brother would meet them at Sydney Airport and say, hey, how are you? And head off then to New Zealand with them for a week or so, right? So this was the big surprise.
Yeah.
So the big surprise happened. It was lovely, all the rest. And they had a couple of hours to wait before they got on the plane. Mm-hmm. And my brother said to my parents, now we have a couple of hours before we go any further. Let's all go over here. You need to get yourself an eSIM. Why? What's that for? So basically the eSIM means that without the eSIM, once you land in New Zealand and you're not in Wi-Fi, your phone is not going to work.
Yeah.
So you need to get an eSIM. It's going to cost you €15. You'll have unlimited data for a couple of weeks. It's all just going to cost you about £15. So my mom, very open-minded. Yeah, great. Off you go. We're
open-minded to using her phone.
Yeah.
And she's a modern woman.
Yeah. Like, let's go and get the SIM card then. I'll take the advice from the child who's been living here.
Yeah.
The adult who's been living here for over a year knows the crack. My dad, nah.
Won't be doing that.
My brother goes, what do you mean, nah? Come on, we need to go and get you a SIM. I don't need one. Right. Dad, you do need one because you're not going to be able to use your phone for the next 3 weeks if you don't get an eSIM. My phone's working fine now.
Oh.
Dad, you're on the Wi-Fi in the airport. Your phone isn't going to work when you get there. Hands down, blatantly refused. Nah.
Would he be a, like...
I don't want one. He gets to New Zealand. The man can't go anywhere without being watched now. It's like 1962. It's like, right, Jim, are you going up there for looking at that shop? We'll meet you here in 10 minutes. Do you have your watch on?
No.
10 minutes, we'll meet on this corner, right? He was watched the whole way through.
I hate that.
Any kind of a journey, my poor mom or brother doing the driving. Jim, can you help us with Google Maps? No phone. Everything.
He's living off the land.
He got lost once. Like, he's on the other side of the world, had never been outside Europe. Luckily, they have the language, but like, lost, right? They did 10 days in New Zealand on the last day. My Barry had been trying to get it out of him for the week, going, do you regret not getting the eSIM? No, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine.
Oh, at that stage, it's like you have to commit to it.
And on the last day, he overheard him talking to my mom's cousin just about there, and he went, should have got that.
Oh.
So stubborn. They arrived then in Australia. This is why I say I want them to stay exactly where they are, because I'm going to miss waking up to the updates overnight.
Yeah.
The updates are so funny because they're all video form and then being commentated by my mom. Mm-hmm. So you think, oh, there's a lovely video of Sydney Opera House, but you actually turn up the volume and I'm saying, so there it is. It's Sydney Opera House.
Aww.
And these are fab. So they arrived at Byron Bay the other day. My mom's panning the whole beach going, lots of Irish accents. Can hear lots of Irish accents around here.
And I like the way she makes it poetic.
She does. It's lovely. She walks up to my dad, who's just chilling. And obviously, every Irish man gets awkward when there's a camera in his face. And she says,
well?
Hey, Mike.
What did he say?
She said, well? As in, what do you think, Jim? He said, yeah, mighty.
Not mighty. Like, leave that in Waterford.
We go on to the Opera House.
So there it is. The bridge in that direction.
The bridge in that direction. I won't show you. You know it's there.
The bridge is back there, but we'll still pan towards the Opera House. Then she likes to give us videos on the public transport that they're using.
Oh, yeah.
This is my personal favourite so far.
We've just taken the... The tram.
Thank you for translating, Katie.
Yeah, I wouldn't have understood tram, shouldn't you have said Lewis. Thank you so much.
That's Lewis to you at home.
That's the Irish version. Doja Cat now, this is Jealous type at Spin. It's Doja Cat with Jealous type on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Do you remember when she was due to play Longitude a few years ago and she pulled out, she had a sore throat? I was like, get it together, girl.
Did she? Girl.
Get a Lemsip.
Get a bleeding Strepsil. Doja, we're counting on you.
I walked into my bedroom yesterday, sitting on my bed, and the dog was weirdly quiet. Sitting on the bed eating Strepsils.
Strepsils?
Yeah.
I was like, my God.
Don't think you should be licking them, honey.
That's fine. But he wasn't like swallowing them whole.
No, he was just licking.
He read the instructions.
He was just licking them. And the one thing that was positive about it, even though he shouldn't have been anywhere near them, and yeah, grand, they were confiscated. His breath smelled lovely for a while.
Oh, fab. That's worth it. Hey, how are you getting on? I've got a little question for you on 087 711 1038, or a voice note is welcome as always. If you have had a baby, or you're having a baby, or you know about this stuff, and you are someone who's gone on a baby moon, which is like where you go away for a night or two before the baby comes. It's meant to be like a little rest before the madness. Do you think there's anything to be said for having that after the baby gets here? Bringing your little baby in the little carrier. It's like, you know, I know you never know what kind of baby you're going to get. Like, you could get a crier, or you could get like a baby who's not chill or whatever. But if you're all going well, and you have a little relaxed baby, why don't you do the little trip after it comes? I'll tell you my reasons for why. They're multifaceted. Mm. I was telling you earlier in the show, I went away with my mom and my sister over the weekend. My sister's pregnant as well.
I can't believe that. What are the bloody chances?
No, like...
Context. You got married in November. Your sister got married the previous December.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we kind of like to do things together. It's all happening in tandem. I was actually thinking that, like, when we arrived to the hotel and we were like walking like down to the spa, and my mom is like walking the two of us down with our massive bumps. I was like, my mom looks like she's providing some sort of like outreach service for like girls in trouble. Like, obviously we both look like teen pregnancy. Like, it looks like she's like taking us like somewhere to, I don't know, like say laughing. Confession or something.
Your dad at your wedding, I was like, oh, you're so excited to be a granddad. I never knew about Vanessa being pregnant
or something.
By two.
Oh, stop. I know.
Who else is pregnant?
They're having twins. Like, what? Well, no, oh, as in, like, Christ, it's yes. Like my parents are essentially having twins because the babies are so close together.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready for this. First of all, like, I'm trying to do something as simple as put my shoes on, which is like a struggle these days. I know a lot of people say their feet get bigger during pregnancy. Mine have gotten taller, like as in they've swollen upwards. Okay. So it's not like I can buy shoes a size bigger. It's like my feet now have a roof on them. Mm. So it's like nothing fits. So I'm like, okay, obstacle number one. Obstacle number two, we arrived at the hotel. Beautiful hydrotherapy pool, like really nice lighting, like loads of little nooks and crannies to hang out in. Loads of signs, not suitable for pregnancy.
Oh.
I was like, okay, this is great that we're here. Me and my sister got into our togs anyway because we were like, you know, we might be able to just like chill by the pool while like mom has a dip and just enjoy ourselves. As soon as we like take off our robes and we're in our swimsuits, my mom was like, have they been weighing you during your midwife appointments? So,
like,
soon as the bumps are out. So I'm like, I'm not feeling unreal in this. I'm not like feeling like too zen, too baby moon-esque. We go to the dinner. Like, the meal's lovely, but there's loads of stuff you can't get. Like, obviously, like, you know, like a little smoked salmon starter, a little like medium rare steak, a little like glass of whatever you're having yourself. Like, after the dinner, my mom wants us to get in a photo, the three of us. And I hear her audibly, like, sucking in as the picture is being taken. And I'm like, you look skinny enough with it. Like, why are you taking more opportunities to look absolutely ripped? And all this has me considering, like, when you go for a baby moon, it's like, oh, you might have a few weeks to go or a month to go or whatever before the baby comes. Like, you're not that comfortable. You can't really do any fun stuff. And I'm like, is it better to go after the baby comes?
Maybe lots of people do.
And just bring the baby.
I don't mind bringing the baby. That's no fun.
Oh, okay. I was thinking bring the baby, like bring it in the pool, chill in the room, bring it in the little carrier to dinner. Like, is this the service that you...
I think you have naivety because
I know.
You don't know what's coming yet.
And I know if moms are listening, they'll be like, good luck to you on a baby moon after the baby comes. Have you done it? Like, have you gone on a little night away with your baby after it comes and say it's like a month old or whatever? You're on your maternity leave, you get a little midweek deal. Mm. Is that a thing? Baby moon after the baby comes?
Question mark.
Or is that stupid? Baby moon after. Let me know. 087-711-1038.
We love your voice notes on this morning. Right now, though, this is MK on the team up with Clementine Douglas. It's called Come Find Me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. I'm asking you this morning on 087-711-1038. Is it possible to do a baby moon after the baby gets here? Now, if you don't know, a baby moon is kind of something you're meant to do before the baby comes. You go on like a night or two away just to like... you know, chill out before the madness of like having a newborn ensues, and you know, you can't think about anything other than milk and nappies and stuff. But I went on a baby moon of sorts with my mom and my sister over the weekend because my sister's pregnant as well. And I was like, you're pretty uncomfy.
Mm.
You're feeling rotten. You can't do loads of stuff because you're pregnant. You can't eat loads of stuff. You can't go in the hydrotherapy pool. You can't go in the sauna. You can't go in the steam room. You can't fit your feet into your shoes if you're me. Mm. And you just don't feel great. And I'm like, is there anything to be said for waiting after the dust settles and you're in a flow with your baby, and maybe your baby...
there's a bit of a routine or whatever after developing. You have to do it then.
Maybe your baby loves a nap and you can just... bring them around the hotel. Have them in the little carrier seat at dinner and stuff.
I think Martina did this as well. What do you think about all this, Martina?
I would say yes, absolutely do it. We brought our first boy when he was 6 weeks old on a lovely hotel stay, and we got a suite, which I would recommend. So it was kind of
stunning,
like,
Martina.
Yeah, and because, you know, after all the work that I did.
You deserve it.
Yeah, and we had a lovely time. Couldn't do all the kind of spa things and all the rest of it that you would normally do, of course, but we didn't care. We ordered food to the room. We went on lovely walks. And it was very cute because my little boy was breastfeeding at the time, and even though the bed was really big in the room, every time I would move away, he would kind of like hoosh himself over towards me.
Aww, the little fella. Yeah,
you say that as if it's cute, but he's just looking for the milk.
He was 100%, but like, it was adorable. And there's lots of lovely memories and lots of lovely photos of it. So I would 100% recommend it.
Now, so what you're telling me, Martina, is the baby can't come in for a massage with you or to the steam room?
Well, you know what? I didn't ask.
Okay. Well, I might think about that. But that's good to know. 6 weeks. Okay, I'm definitely going to consider it. I think I can make it work.
You'll be past the initial shock stage of that.
Oh, God. And I'll be raring for a trip.
Thanks a million.
Thanks, Martina.
No problem. Enjoy.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. I think a lot of people would be saying as well that a lot of people would tend to do their baby moon in the second trimester rather than you, who's like about 2 weeks out.
Well, if only I could go back in time. That'd be great, internet. But unfortunately, we are where we are. Should I go on holidays now? I love the way Martina just kind of reminded me there. Like, you are going to have to go through actual childbirth before you start thinking about your holidays. I'm already like, maybe I'll go to Japan with the baby. Maybe this is time for a big trip. I hear it's pretty baby friendly over there.
I actually did hear that.
I know. I'm getting my whole algorithm is like Japan with a baby.
You're initially straight to the baby. You forget about what you need to do before then.
Happy
and
grand.
You know what? Respect you on that.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello there. What's the crack?
Hi, good morning. I'm absolutely shook. I mean, obviously you never know who you're going to see in this office, in this place of work. There's a lot of other radio stations here. And sometimes people who are famous come in. Mm. But I don't think I've ever been so starstruck. Dara Ennis, the menace, chaser, sitting outside studio when I came back in from the bathroom there. Mm. And I was like, that's surely not him, because he was sitting there reading a book. And I was like, that is too on brand. I was like, you're like a cartoon of yourself.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there studying up.
It's like a football player coming in carrying a football.
Exactly.
Doing keepy uppies.
Literally.
Or popping into studio. It's like, don't do your thing. It's like, you know, Beyonce standing outside singing with Destiny's Child. Like, just come in for the interview.
How
don't
on brand can you be? Like,
don't have to be reading, man. It's all right.
Like, so much so, like, when I saw him reading the book, I was like, okay, it's obviously not him. It just looks like him. Mm. And then I came back into studio and you guys were like, the chaser is sitting outside. Yeah. And I was like, what?
I walked by him reading his book and I first thought before I even copped the book and how that was funny, I was like, God, he's really lovely hair in real life.
Gorgeous
hair. Curls.
I wonder, does he do a mousse in that or is that just natural?
I'd say he smells nice. I didn't get close enough.
Can we bring him in and ask him, please? The hair care routine and what is he reading? And then a third question just for fun and whimsy.
Mm.
Have you tried the oranges?
Is he in there?
Oh, no, he's gone.
Is he gone? Yeah.
I think I saw them take a little picture and he left.
Oh.
What, absolute slay.
Callum, why did you not get us cool guests like that?
No, I don't have the gravitational pull.
Are we not smart enough for the chaser or what?
Like, did you get an email inviting him on all the shows and you said, nah, my presenters...
No, I would absolutely...
My presenters wouldn't be smart enough.
I wouldn't be able to look him in the eye.
I jump at the chance of having any of them in.
Which chaser do you guys think
the Beast.
We could have? The Beast.
Mm, I love him.
I feel like we could have the Cinnamon because I think he gets the most wrong. Whenever the Cinnamon comes out, I'm like, they could win this, you know. And I love, he's like my fave, but I'm like, he's not the best.
Oh, no, the Beast is so knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Oh, he's class, yeah. And he, but I think the Beast is a bit of crack.
Ah, yeah, he's got a little twinkle in his eye.
He does. We could finish the interview and get down to one of the pubs quite quickly.
Ah, yeah,
I'd
we'd
say.
Show him a good time.
Which
take
chaser,
him on the
which chaser would you like to shift? 087-711-1038.
Still the Beast.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Naturally, when it comes to the topic this morning, there are many, many, many different angles and stories about the same topic. And sometimes when that happens, we like to bring them all together into a corner. This morning, it's...
Yeah, I know. Ooh. It's stupid, but you just gotta see it for myself.
Super Bowl.
Oh.
Super Bowl last last night, everybody. The Seahawks beat the Patriots 29 points to 13 points.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That's all I know about the game. The only focus I really care about is the halftime show. I think the Super Bowl halftime shows are always iconic. This year was the turn of the legendary Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny's been breaking records, streaming records for years, the most streamed artist in the world, all the time. What he did last night was really interesting, okay? Obviously, considering the political climate in the States at the moment and the devastation that's occurring for lots of people and lots of immigrants, Bad Bunny decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to party and we're going to destroy everything with love today. Yeah. I think he was determined to make people dance, and certainly they did. He brought out Lady Gaga last night, actually. Interesting, we just played her. Ricky Martin, other surprise guests as well. 125 million viewers last night. Celebrities like the likes of Pedro Pascal and Jessica Alba, they all appeared on stage as well.
Then, Cardi B,
she was around as well. There was a genuine real wedding ceremony in the middle of his performance.
I saw this.
Yeah, it wasn't just like a little PR stunt. They genuinely got married, which was so cool.
I'm obsessed.
The whole set celebrated Latin American culture and Puerto Rican traditions as well. And the big theme was unity. I loved this. At the very end, he said, God bless America. And viewers were kind of like, huh? But then he went on and named every country in all the Americas, highlighting Puerto Rico as his motherland as well. It just looked like so much fun. For non-Spanish speakers, no one really understood a word, but no one cared. Everyone just had fun.
Hey, 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 4 de julio, fuerte y ulay. Ando con mi prima borracha rulay.
Oh, yeah.
If you are fluent in Spanish and that's absolutely filthy what he just said, I'm sorry.
I
probably should have thrown that through Google Translate this morning. No. In other Super Bowl news last night, and sorry, speaking of the halftime show, haven't had a chance to watch the full 13 minutes, but I want to put it on the telly later.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
Yeah.
Not on my phone or anything.
Lord intended.
Exactly. In terms of food and drink, some things on the menu, because this always makes headlines every year, some things were kind of, I wouldn't say fair enough because it's still a rob, but not too bad. Like, for example, nachos last night at $20 standard.
Oh,
I think I paid that in the pub for nachos over the weekend, or maybe 12 or 13 euros. A super hot Chinatown dog was 20 quid. A super hot Chinatown dog, that's so American.
Where does the Chinatown come into it?
I don't know, to be honest. I think they were trying to like celebrate all lots of different cultures in the menus last night.
Mm-hmm.
But what really caught people's attention was the $180 veal shank burger. The most expensive regular ever. $180. Would you
what?
Now, the burger includes braised veal shank.
Okay.
Point Reese blue fondue. Sorry, I'm not a foodie if my pronunciations are off.
Yeah.
And a house-baked brioche bun. Man, I don't care how most brioche buns are handmade.
You get them in Lidl.
Yeah.
Are you really sitting down in the stalls or the bleachers or whatever it's called to eat your $180 meal?
Yeah, this
like,
is the hack.
No.
Then obviously there were the iconic Super Bowl ads. Obviously to get into the ad breaks is going to cost you a lot considering the viewership is in the millions, millions, millions. A 30-second slot for the TV cost $10 million this year.
Whoa.
30 seconds, $10 million, pay up. Some of the brands that had the money to pay it were Pepsi. They appeared to totally troll Coca-Cola.
Oh.
What they did was, and a lot of people were loving this because they were saying like the soda wars are back in terms of advertising. They used the iconic Coca-Cola polar bear in their ad for Pepsi. And the polar bear in the ad was having to do a blind taste test of like Coca-Cola Zero versus Pepsi and all this.
Oh, that's a bit of fun now.
Pepsi was the outright winner, as you can imagine. The polar bear has to go and visit a psychiatrist, and it references last year's viral Coldplay concert moment with the affair and all the rest. But anyway, that was one that caught attention and is worth a look if you're interested. There's the Xfinity ad. This was really good. It was a humorous reimagining of Jurassic Park with this alternate kind of peaceful ending. Mm. So they brought back the stars from Jurassic Park for it as well.
Oh, slay.
But the Xfinity, they're a tech firm or tech company.
Yeah.
So the whole idea was if they had the right Wi-Fi and stuff included, then Jurassic Park wouldn't have fallen into the... It was
I kind of hate
making
that.
A face.
I kind of
no,
hate
it
that.
Was good. I watched it this morning.
I can't get Jurassic Park back online without...
Whoa, this place is awesome. By the way, you should have plugged this in.
I think we're back in business.
Guys, that could have been bad.
And then the whole ad is like them at the theme park, like taking selfies with the dinosaurs who were not caged in a bad way, but like as in the almost like the humans are caged by their pool, and then the dinosaurs
Go on,
are roaming.
Explain that away. You want Emma Nolan wants to cage dinosaurs?
No, I don't.
You heard it here live.
And finally, I loved this. We were only talking last week. Dave was talking Pokemon on Dave Ranks best Pokemon sounds. Well, there was a Pokemon ad celebrating their 30th anniversary, and it was shown during the ad break last night. They had Lady Gaga singing the iconic song.
Jigglypuff is my favorite.
Jigglypuff!
Jigglypuff, Jigglypuff.
Oh my God, yes, Gaga.
So good.
That is so good. I saw such a good meme of like Lady Gaga obviously giving it socks with Bad Bunny and like in the middle of like all this Latin American dancing, and it was like your ma after she says gracias at the Mexican restaurant.
That's so funny. These guys performing on Friday at the Hot Press gig. They are ones to watch. So good. They're from Bray. Florence Road, this is Break the Girl. It's good.
If you've been listening to the show this morning thinking, hey, that ship is down a sailor. There's someone missing. There's the dulcet, complaining tones of a certain man that is absent from the show this morning. You'd be absolutely correct. Dave is away on his holidays. He loves a trip. He's away skiing with his family. If you missed on the show last weekend, we had a whole phone call situation where Dave asked you listening whether he can kick his sister out of the bedroom and have the bedroom for himself and make his sister share with his brother. You responded to that in the exact way we hoped by telling Dave to shut up and get over himself.
And that was stunning. Get a massive grip of himself, yeah.
But we love it. He's on his holidays. And this morning I woke up, I had laid out my clothes the night before for work, as I usually do, and I took a fashion risk this morning. Okay?
Oh my God, I love your trousers today.
I'm wearing low rise trousers. They are maternity trousers. I like ordered them online and I got them and I was like, I can't wear those. Like, I feel like I'll be like flashing everyone. It's just like too much for the workplace. Now I am wearing like a long top, like tucked in, but I was like, I feel like these are something I couldn't wear in front of Dave. Like, he'd see them and be like, eh.
Dave is one of these people, and in case you don't know, who if we wear anything different, like for example, if I feel frisky enough to wear, I don't know, maybe a hat.
Oh God,
Dave
forbid.
Would walk in and go,
cold head.
No, he'd say, hat today, is it?
Hat today. Slippers today.
And that's when you know he hates what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't mind. He'd happily go, Emma, the hack of your jeans today.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. He prides himself in making us feel small. I was joking.
No. We absolutely love Dave. Sorry, this sounds like a real bash on Dave day. But look, we're just going to, while we're on theme.
I respect Dave's honesty.
Yeah, and we miss him and we love him. But while we're on theme, I was thinking, why don't we have a little Dave's Not Here party?
Okay.
Just to kick us off for the week, and we can do all the things that we can't do while he's here. Now, some of these things are mostly things that you'll know about the show if you listen. And if it's your first time tuning in, we're Emma, Dave and Fiona. And Dave is a man who usually is on this show and he hates a lot of things. And you will learn about them now. So first off, welcome to the Dave's Not Here party. No one has a tickle in their throat. No one has a cold sore that they're rubbing Vicks on and taking intense close-ups of with a flash on, and no one kind of hurt their finger playing golf and wants us to have a look to see if it's broken.
Oh, so
no
nice to get a break from that.
Little finger. No one's poorly, everyone's doing well. Next up, at the Dave's Not Here party, we're buying stuff on Vintage, but we're not fighting with the seller about anything.
Oh, very good.
Like, we're not getting in scraps with the young lads. Random guy from Blanche who's trying to sell a trackie. We're not like sending obscure meme references to mess with his heads. We're just enjoying an open market public scenario where other free and willing members can buy and sell and declutter.
Lovely.
As they see fit.
Zero stress Vintage interaction.
It's just a safe space. Mm-hmm. It's a safe space for the people who want to sell. Hey, Emma, do you want a banana?
Oh my God, I love one!
Will we all have a banana? How about some mashed bananas on toast? Why don't I slice up a few bananas and lash them onto my porridge, or cut out the middleman and just insert two bananas directly into my eye sockets? Because I'm free to do so. And finally,
normally it's a totally banned thing because Dave has a banana phobia,
so
they're not allowed to enter the studio.
He's not a fan of bananas, God bless him. And finally, the pièce de résistance. Dave has put us both on a ban from talking about our dogs. We're only allowed to talk about our dogs once a month. And I feel like we've both already done that. But because he's not here, Emma. Any Seamus stories?
Well, a Seamus story, my little lad, just landed on my lap. And normally if Dave was here, I wouldn't even dream of giving it a mention because he'd be giving me daggers with his eyes. Just got a text from Jack, who's my boyfriend, saying, "This dog's so smart." I said, OMG, really? He said, "He's playing fetch with himself." I said, OMG, stop. He's dropping the ball down the stairs and then running back up.
Oh my God.
I heard him scrambling. He waits for it to drop, perches at the top and then pounces and then legs it back up the stairs and starts again. And you know what? That's a great story, and I would never have been able
you
to tell it.
You would have never been able to tell it.
So
know what?
I'm enjoying the day.
Danish, my
party.
Dog does that too.
Does she
throws it down and she stares at it and then she bolts, and it always sounds like there's a hurricane or like a bomb has hit the house. I've been thinking I might like to get Danish a treadmill, one of those walking treadmills that all the hot girls are on getting ready for summer, because it hasn't stopped raining and she hasn't been able to go for a walk.
And would that work for her, do you feel?
Well, we're going to give it a go.
Okay.
We're going to try it.
My friend uses that at the moment. Side note, working from home, she's getting like 8,000 steps before 11 a.m.
I want that for my dog.
For my dog.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Welcome on into the game that with no hints or clues we try and guess your name. You've been sending voice notes in on WhatsApp to 087-711-1038 because that's our number. With your name, the only person in the room who's heard those is producer Callum. Just keep an eye over things because there's a load of IMC cinema passes to go if we do manage to guess your name correctly. And believe it or not, we have had winners in this. One really recently, only 2 or 3 weeks ago. So look, how this is going to work is you're about to hear the voice notes from a couple of people coming in. I think looking at the clock with 10 plus 1 and all kicking off at 10 o'clock, we probably won't have time for much more than two today, but we'll do the best we can. Headphones off in the room.
Headphones off.
My name is Sally.
Player one, will it be one?
Player one is there, hello.
Hi, player one, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
All right, let's do this thing. Let's try and guess your name. We'll give this a lash and hoping for the best for you this morning. Is your name by any chance Caroline?
Ooh.
No, that's not my name.
That's not your name. Okay. Is your name Leanne?
No, that's not my name.
Okay, final chance for me this morning. Is your name Rachel?
No, that's not your name.
Sugar. Okay, go on, tell us. What is your name?
My name is Sally.
Oh, Sally, beautiful name.
Only need one Sally in school and I was always so jealous of her name. Sally, have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sally.
Did you ever think what you'd love your name to be if your name wasn't your name?
Yeah, I probably would have loved something like Isabel or something really like girly and flowery.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought I just had a thing for it. I don't know why, that it was such a cool name. I was like, I'd love to be called Leah.
Leah is gorgeous.
Oh my
God.
Something fab about Leah, isn't there? Okay, headphones off in the room again.
My name is John.
Player two, let's chat to you.
Player two is there, ready to go.
Hi, player two.
I didn't think you'd ring.
Didn't think we'd ring. What is the name of someone who wouldn't think that we'd ring?
I have an idea.
Okay. Right, I'm going to go first. Player two, is your name James?
That's not my name.
Okay, player two, is your name Jason?
That's not my name.
I had a feeling about Jason.
Name. I see. Interesting. Player two, is your name Jake?
That's not my name.
Oh, go on, tell us, what's your name?
John.
I was about to, I was thinking in my head, she better say John.
I honestly forgot about the most obvious J name there is. Oh, I'm absolutely raging at myself.
Sorry, John. No, have
shock.
A lovely day.
Shock.
Sorry, John.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye-bye. I think we'll have to leave it there for today, but look.
Oh, very disappointing.
We'll get there. Before you go on mat leave, we need to get you a win, Fiona.
Would we not say James is a version of John in a way? A derivative... A don't variation.
Think, don't think James qualifies.
I think there's something to be said for
good
that.
Good try.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Hello, everybody. It's that part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want and you have to listen. And sometimes I get to do whatever I want. And I thought I'd do like a little activity today rather than say something. So I've seen the ChatGPT caricature thing all weekend and I was like, that's stupid. But then I woke up this morning and I was like, maybe I'll do that for Fiona's final thoughts.
If you don't know what it is, basically there's a trend going around online and the trend that you kind of copy in on Instagram stories is ask ChatGPT to do kind of a caricature of you doing your job based on everything that ChatGPT knows about you. Okay,
yeah.
So some of them are a little bit wacky. I think they're cool.
No, they're good. I just wonder, I mean, I'm kind of
I'm a little bit ChatGPT averse. Like, I'm not really a fan.
I'm too cool.
I'm not too cool. I just like things the old-fashioned way, okay? I like traditional family values where I draw my own caricature at myself being bad at my job. So I'm going to see, does it even know that I work at Spin, or does it even know anything about me? So the prompt, yes, is create a caricature of me and my job based on everything you know about me. I feel like there'd be some sort of stand-up in, and I'm like, what else?
It'll take a while to generate this image, so probably not the best thing to do that live.
Oh, great. No. Okay. I wish I knew that. Anyway, well, in the meantime, I'll talk about myself. My name's Fiona. Send a selfie of yourself. What you do for work. What? You have to do all the... How chat is ChatGPT?
Well, obviously, how because AI you don't use it, it doesn't know anything about you.
Okay.
This was a disaster.
Oh my God, so I meant to send a photo of myself. Tell ChatGPT what I do for work. You should know that. You're a robot. Optional but fun.
No, but see, this is the thing. That's why mine included a boxing glove, my dog, and the girly quiz.
So you told...
That over the years it's picked up that I'm doing boxing. If I've asked for like tips
boxing
on something
tips.
Or I've asked it for advice about my dog, that's how it knew the dog. Or I've sent a photo of the dog being like, is he okay in that harness?
So
it has no history on you, girl. It's not going to work.
Well, ChatGPT is not that smart then. So this was not successful by me.
I don't think it's meant to like be like telepathic or anything.
Well, I think it should be. It's good to show my vulnerability, which I feel like I've done multiple times this morning. Thank you so much.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.